The SEC has declared another first in its effort to regulate initial coin offerings. Good evening, I'm Stan Higgins, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from Friday, November 16th. Also on today's shows, crypto exchanges worldwide are beginning to distribute tokens after yesterday's Bitcoin Cash hard fork, and an official for the European Central Bank declared that Bitcoin is the, quote, evil spawn of the financial crisis. We'll have more on these stories and others on today's show. European Central Bank Executive Board Member Benoît Cœuré said this week that blockchain is promising, but that Bitcoin is the, quote, evil spawn of the financial crisis. Cœuré's comments came in a speech on the 10-year anniversary of the Lehman debacle, given at the Economics of Payments 9 conference on Thursday. He noted, quote, in more ways than one, Bitcoin is the evil spawn of the financial crisis, adding that the Bitcoin Genesis block included a headline about the UK Chancellor bailing out the banks. But then he noted that after the fact, Bitcoin was a, quote, extremely clever idea. He went on to paraphrase the Mexican economist Agustin Carstens, who called Bitcoin, quote, a combination of a bubble, a Ponzi scheme, and an environmental disaster. Cœuré is also the chair of the Committee on Payments and Market Infrastructures at the Bank for International Settlements. Next up, two cryptocurrency startups have agreed to register their initial coin offerings as securities offerings after settling charges with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The two firms, Carrier Equi Inc., also known as AirFox, and Paragon Coin Inc., both conducted token sales last year. AirFox raised $15 million through its sale, while Paragon raised $12 million, according to statements. But the U.S. securities regulator contended that neither startup registered their ICOs as securities offerings, and neither qualified for registration exemptions. Now, in addition to registering their tokens as securities, both companies will refund investors, file periodic reports to the SEC, and pay $250,000 apiece in penalties. The SEC statement noted that these two cases are the SEC's, quote, first cases imposing civil penalties solely for ICO securities offering registration violations. SEC Enforcement Division co-director Stephanie Avakian said that the agency has, quote, made it clear that companies that issue securities through ICOs are required to comply with existing statutes and rules governing the registration of securities. Interest from both employers and job seekers in blockchain and cryptocurrency-related jobs have declined in the past year, new data indicates. According to figures provided to CoinDesk from the job site Indeed.com, searches for roles involving Bitcoin, blockchain, and cryptocurrency dropped by a little more than 3% from October 2017 to October of this year. Meanwhile, the number of job postings in the space increased by more than 25% over the same period. The statistics paint a different picture than what was seen last year, according to Indeed. In the year from October 2016 to October 2017, job seeker interest rose by over 480%, while employer interest increased by 325%. And finally, after yesterday's split of the Bitcoin Cash blockchain, several top exchanges have already begun accommodating the two resulting tokens. While the scheduled hard fork was originally intended as an upgrade to the network, the long-standing Bitcoin ABC version found itself with a rival network and token, Bitcoin SV, after it managed to garner enough support from miners. Since yesterday's hard fork event, both networks have produced new blocks, though ABC took an early lead. In an announcement Friday, Binance said all eligible users have now received both BCH ABC and BCH SV, the tokens that arose as a result of the split. Crypto exchanges Bitfinex and Poloniex have taken similar steps. CoinDesk has officially launched its Crypto Economics Explorer, a new visualization tool aimed at providing a comprehensive look at the health of the ecosystems built around various crypto assets. You can check it out at coindesk.com/data and let us know what you think in the comments. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at CoinDesk, and you can also find links to all our stories in the show notes. For CoinDesk, I'm Stan Higgins, and this has been Late Confirmation.